T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister, and waiting patiently on the phone has been Corey Glore, who's the Director of Broadcasting and the voice of the Tulane Green Wave. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy to be here.
So there's only one thing better than having the jobs that you and I do, and that is being the play-by-play person. There's only one thing better than that, and that is being the play-by-play for a team that's winning. And to start off 3-0 and coming off of that huge win over Kansas State and now Southern Miss come in, I mean, it's got to be great over at Uelmann Uptown right now.
Yeah, there's a pretty strong buzz building right now here, Mike, and you're right. You do this job, and it's a fun job just to begin with. We work in a toy section, there's no question, but when moments like Saturday happen and big-time wins that a program like this has been looking for a long time pull off, something like that, then it just takes it to a different level. And now, you know, for the first time, certainly since I've been here, and for the first time in a good long while, there is legitimate anticipation and excitement about what this team might be able to do starting tomorrow night.
I wanted to tell me ahead, what do you feel? You know, I wanted to know, what do you feel like this team can do? You know, what's the ceiling for this team as far as how high can they climb, you know, and playing with a lot of confidence and going out there and, you know, finding a way to win on the road. And now you have to kind of defend your backyard.
Yeah, Deuce, you know, I kind of entered this season looking at the non-conference slate, said you can get out of that 3-1 and feel pretty good about that. And that sets you up to get back to a bowl game as long as you just kind of hold your own in conference play. Now, after grabbing a win like that last weekend against a team that was playing extraordinarily well in Kansas State, you know, you got to see this non-conference schedule through the finish line tomorrow against Southern Miss. But then you can start maybe changing the topic of conversation a little bit to more than just, all right, let's get back to a bowl game, but let's make some noise in this league, because you've already shown your mettle on the road against a very physical team like K-State. And now you see one of your biggest rivals coming in here tomorrow night. And if you can finish this off 4-0, and then you get Houston right away next week on the road, then you have an opportunity to make some early statements here to the rest of the league that this isn't just a team that's bouncing back from last year. This is a team to really mess with, and it's going to be a hard-fought battle every time you see them.
And as we already know, don't sleep on the Sun Belt. Appalachian State and James Madison have made sure of that. So Southern Miss comes in, and just kind of look, you know, off the top, looking at just your basic numbers. They're actually pretty impressive for both teams. Southern Miss, it's 1-2, came off, lost its first two, then won. They're averaging 32.7 a game. They throw for 248. They rush for 154. Tulane averages 37, but very similar. They throw for 249, but rush for 172. But the stat that really stands out is that defense. You've only given up 6.7 points a game thus far. So, I mean, it could be a very high-scoring game, it looks like on paper, but that Tulane defense has been shutting teams down.
They've been ferocious here, Mike. And what really impressed me last Saturday was their ability to just bring guys down on first contact. Kansas State has a guy by the name of Deuce Vaughn, who's 5'6" as a running back, but he's an NFL guy, and he's that talented. And Tulane locked him down all day long. They did not miss tackles, and they were in the right gaps that they needed to be in to stop Kansas State's running game. They made him throw the ball, and Adrian Martinez for K-State has had trouble throwing the ball for the last couple of years, whether it was with the Wildcats or with Nebraska. Now with Southern Miss, they're still trying to figure out who is their quarterback. The true freshman, Zach Wilkie, is the guy right now, but Ty Keyes has played pretty well here as well. He's a better running quarterback than Wilkie is. And then a name that, you know, you guys will probably know very well here, Frank Gore Jr. in the backfield here for this team. It's crazy to think that Frank Gore Jr. is old enough to play college ball, because I feel like he just watched his dad last year. But it's will throw the ball, too. They'll run Wildcat with him, part of the super back offense that they run. And so he's going to be challenging to figure out what he's going to do, because he can do pretty much everything. It's going to be unique offense that Tulane has to stop tomorrow night. But, boy, they've been up to the task here in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, when you talk about Deuce Vaughn, his dad is still coaching. And, you know, not like another Saints tailback that we got to see last week, Darren Sproles, out at K-State. And so that he will play on Sundays as far as Deuce Vaughn. And then you talk about the Coach Hall matchup, you know, coming from the tree of Coach Fritz and now taking over at Southern Miss, you know, not his first year there, but as he tries to rebuild that program. And Ty Keyes, an individual that, you know, Southern Miss knows well as far as the quarterback is concerned, who is kind of, like you said, rotated a little bit at that quarterback position for Southern.
Yeah, I think what'll be fascinating here, Deuce, is that there's really no secrets between what Will Hall wants to do offensively and the Tulane offensive players that he helped bring in. And so who's going to try something unique here against the opposing defense when Tulane ran Will Hall's offense with a lot of the same personnel just 2 years ago, and Michael Pratt, the starting quarterback, I mean, he was a Will Hall recruit, and he is one of Will Hall's favorite recruits ever. I mean, and with what Michael Pratt has turned into for this team, it's going to be, I imagine, a little bit of a strange night for those two. This isn't the usual, you know, coach and protege where there's a little bit of coldness to it. Like, Will Hall and Willie Fritz genuinely love and support each other. They want to beat each other's brains in tomorrow night. There's no question. But what's going to happen tomorrow is that two very similar styles that worked well together are going to be competing. And you mentioned Ty Keyes, who committed to Tulane, but then followed Will Hall to Hattiesburg. And his ability to be dual threats can certainly pose some problems here for this Tulane defense, who's done a good job against running games, but hasn't really been tested yet in the air. And maybe this is the matchup that kind of throws that secondary into a little bit of concern, because they really haven't been tried yet downfield.
And like you say, it's about the buzz that's over there and maintaining that buzz and keeping that momentum. 6 o'clock start. Also, it's the 2020-2021 Hall of Fame recognition and also Yulman Fest. So big evening just for Tulane football if you think more of the broader picture.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like this, as we said before, like it's been hard for Tulane football to grab some headlines in this city here over the last couple of years, and now they're getting it after what they did last weekend. And so this is an opportunity to see this through and build on the positivity that's coming this program's way. And they get to do it against an arch rival. And so I'm not sure there's a better matchup that they could ask for following an emotional high like last week than playing a team that gets your blood boiling a little bit. And so it should be a very fun environment tomorrow night. We know Southern Miss is going to bring people here from Hattiesburg, and I've heard from plenty of people that are fighting to get tickets here to wear Olive and Blue in this stadium tomorrow night. So it should be a really, really exciting night.
My last question for you, do the Green Wave take it?
Oh,
did it have to be
so.
By 30? Have to be by 30. Just as long as it's one.
As long as it's one, I'm fine with that, Deuce. I think they do, because I think that they're so good and sound defensively right now that even if they break a little bit, there's guys there to support it. And so, you know, they're doing enough on offense right now, and they did enough against Kansas State, whereas Southern Miss's defense has performed well at times this year, but I think you can exploit it. And so I do think they get the win here, and then that really launches them into league play next week.
I agree with you.
Well, Corey, good luck to you guys tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Yulman Stadium, USM against Tulane. Try to get to 4-0, and, you know, we want all of our local teams to win, but sometimes they play against each other. So it is what it is. Have a great game, and appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.